I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Holy Discord Batman in the Holy Land. That's where Pope Francis is this weekend as part of a whirlwind three-day trip. He's doing all the diplomatic things a head of state does on a high-profile trip, but the main reason for the journey? Healing rifts between his Roman Catholic Church and Orthodox Christianity. Nowhere is the divide more evident than at one of the holiest places in Christendom, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem, as The World's Daniel Estern reports.
This is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. It's revered by most Christians as the spot where Jesus was crucified, buried, and resurrected. And for the six different Christian denominations that pray here, that's about the only thing that they agree on. The church is run on an arcane set of rules that govern every tiny thing. Like who rings the church bells first. As you can hear, each denomination takes its turn, and they rotate the order.
It's really hard to compromise when it comes to the holiest place in the world.
Chana Benkowski is both an interfaith activist and tour guide, so she spends a lot of time at the church and working with the different denominations.
It's not that they don't have the fantasy to have the whole church for themselves one day, but they know it's impossible. And the only way for them to survive there and work there together is by respecting each other.
That respect doesn't always hold up. The different denominations have been known to fight with each other, like actual fighting. The last major brawl was in 2008 between Armenian and Greek Orthodox clergy during a procession. Armenians said a Greek monk was interfering where he wasn't supposed to. This guy laughing is a 73-year-old clergyman who was one of the guys throwing punches in the last big fight. Father Samuel Aroyan, the Armenian superior at the Holy Sepulchre.
You laugh, but I mean, why all of this? Really, why all of this bickering?
It is laughing because it shouldn't happen to begin with as Christians. But see, because having possession of something in the holy place, it gives you some kind of a pride that, hey, I am the owner of this holy land, so I have the right to stay here and keep my existence.
The various Christian denominations have clashed over territory in the church for centuries. 160 years ago, the Ottoman Muslim authorities in the Holy Land imposed a kind of ceasefire, demanding that any change in the church had to be by consensus. The pact outlines in painstaking detail who owns every chapel, every lamp, and every bit of floor space. But there are still unresolved disputes. Father Samuel says the Armenian Orthodox own a small, cavernous chapel in the back, but the Syrian Orthodox also claim it.
They have the right to use the place. They don't have any possession of the place. It's a great difference. It's, when I tell this, I laugh all the time because it's funny.
So why don't you end it?
I mean, hey, it is. I ask the same question. Why don't we sit down and rewrite the whole thing and in a human way and a decent manner, you know, and nobody would budge.
Other denominations also acknowledge the folly. An official with the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate called the whole arrangement silly. Franciscan Catholic Father Athanasius Makora, originally from Austin, Texas, sits on the negotiation team that meets when there are disputes. He says it's important for Christian groups to defend their access and rights in the church, but he says it's not worth all the bickering.
If you come back in 200 years, probably the situation of the church won't be significantly different than it is now. So what's the point in fighting over little things?
There's incredible diversity inside the walls of this church. Liturgy sung in various languages by different clergy in different colored dress. But the Christian population in the Holy Land is dwindling. Christians are now just 2% of the population. Father Athanasius says for all the warring between them, the most important thing really is that all the denominations stay put to strengthen the Christian presence in the Holy Land. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.